Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, and you may find that in your pew Bible on page 114. It's titled The Resurrection of Jesus. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside this tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabbana," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to the brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went out and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Goodness gracious. How could she not know? I mean, really? She has all the scriptures. Jesus has been teaching for 3 years. How is it that anybody doesn't know what it is that Jesus is going to do? How could this be? Well, you know, we look back and we have 2,000 years. We have the totality of all the New Testament to tell us, to reinforce, to inform us of what happened. The other thing is we, after Jesus goes to the Father, the Holy Spirit is sent by God, and the Holy Spirit, that comforter, that counselor, that advocate, revealed to that first century church, those believers, what it was that Jesus had said and what it meant for them and the impact. Mary didn't have that. Peter and John didn't have that at the time. They were still fresh in the horror of what had happened to Jesus on Golgotha that Friday. Imagine Mary. You know, it's dark when Mary goes to the tomb. Now, other Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, they actually say that there are several women who go to the tomb that morning, notwithstanding. We look at this scripture and we look at Mary going to the tomb at night. How safe do you think Jerusalem was at dark for a woman? Now, I know the story is Mary Magdalene was supposed to be a, a woman of the night, so to speak, or street. So maybe she was comfortable. But we don't know that for sure. But think about this. She was there when Jesus was crucified. She was there when he hung on the cross and breathed his last. She was there when Joseph of Arimathea and his helpers took the body down from the cross. Lifeless. Dead. And maybe she wasn't there when Nicodemus, as they put it, and Joseph of Arimathea, when they put him in the tomb. But she knew that was where he was going. So that morning when she goes, she has every anticipation of finding a stone. How she's going to roll it away, who knows. But she goes. And when she gets there, what does she see? Miracle of miracles, the stone's rolled away. Well, okay. She's not necessarily thinking about miracles at this point in time. She's thinking, somebody stole the body. They rolled the stone and they stole the body. So I'm going to go get the disciples, you know, big fisherman Peter and James and John and all the other guys, and we're going to try to figure out what's going on. And when she gets to Peter, and we believe in some of the translations or commentaries that Peter and John may have been in different places, and John has a way in his gospel of not saying it was John. It's the disciple whom Jesus loved. Okay, John, we know. We know Jesus loves you, okay? So when she gets to him, she tells him that someone has taken the Lord. And she doesn't know where. So they run to the tomb. What do you think they're going to find? What do you think is going through their mind as they get there? And then they get there, and the one who's younger and faster gets there first, but he doesn't go in. Peter, the lumbering fisherman, gets there later. He goes in, looks, and leaves and goes home. And the beloved, the guy who got there first, finally looks in and sees the same thing that Peter saw, and the scripture tells us he believed. Well, what did he believe? The scriptures tell us that they did not know. They did not yet understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Well, wait a minute, didn't Jesus tell them? Okay, how many are parents? How many have kids? Okay. The kids understood the first time you told them something? That is a miracle. I'm finding that pretty hard to believe. How many times did you have to tell them again? Okay? Jesus had the same issue with his disciples. Okay, but let's give him some credit here. What Jesus was telling them was stuff that was so unbelievable, so improbable, dare say even impossible. And yet, you know, they've got this example. I mean, how do you think you're going to feed 5,000 people with a lad's lunch and have 12 bushel baskets of food left over? Duh, that's a miracle. How about the guy that's been stinking in a tomb for 4 days? You stand outside his tomb and say, Lazarus, come out. What do you think is going to happen? I don't know. Everybody was expecting something, and what happens? Lazarus comes out. How about those 10 lepers? Jesus says, go see the priests. And they run away. And they're cleansed. How many come back and thank him? One. The guy who's lame. The guy who's blind. All these miracles that Jesus performs. Jairus' daughter brought back to life. All of those miracles. Even a Roman centurion, bless you. Even a Roman centurion has a servant who's dying. And he goes to Jesus and he says, I know authority. You just give the word. You just say it and he'll be healed. I mean, Jesus looks at his disciples and says, hey, faith like that I haven't seen in you guys. What's wrong with you guys? This is a Roman. He knew authority. There was something about Jesus. But keep this in mind. How in the world could anybody understand that? And then look at what the disciples and all of these women that have been following. Because, you know, we look at the apostles and we say, yeah, here are the 12 apostles. How many disciples do you think Jesus had? Thousands. And it wasn't just the guys. There were a lot of ladies. Because without those ladies, the guys wouldn't have been eaten. You know, look at Peter. Look at all of them. Paul. They were supported by the ladies. And all the guys run away except for John. Who's the only ones that are there witnessing Jesus' death? Women. Who's the first one to the tomb? A woman. Who's the first one to see Jesus alive? A woman. You see, the events of the week have turned their world upside down. Everything that they thought, everything they hoped, everything they expected a Messiah, they expected a king, just like King David, King Solomon. And the last thing that you expect to happen when you're looking for a King David and a King Solomon and the overturn of the Romans is for the guy to die on a cross. That's the end. You don't come back from that. Jesus takes their world, which has been turned upside down by the events of the week, and turns it right side up. Right side up because Jesus has overcome. He is risen from the dead. He will rise. And just as we will rise on eagle's wings, that upside down world, that crazy, insane world where people hate other people, where people do horrible things to people, that's the world as we see it today. The world that Jesus transforms, he turns it right side up. So much so that Mary, who was weeping outside that tomb, she looks in and she sees these angels in there. Woman, why are you weeping? They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. And when she had said this, she turned around, and there was somebody behind her, and she didn't recognize him. Who is it? Jesus is standing there. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? I mean, she doesn't recognize him. Supposing to be the gardener, she said to him, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him and I will take him away. Okay, this is a 98-pound wet nothing, and she's going to go pick up this body of this 130 or 140 pound. What is she thinking? She's acting on emotion. She's saying, you tell me where he is and I'll take care of him. Her world's still upside down. One word. Jesus said to her, Mary. And all of a sudden, her world is right side up. Rabboni, which means teacher. And it's not implied there, but you know by what Jesus says that she must have just leaped at him to hug him. Oh, goodness. Her upside down world is right side up. Now, what do you think she's going to do? Oh, awesome. There's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he says, do not hold on to me because I have not yet ascended to the Father. You know what she's doing. She's hanging on to him. She is hugging him. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. You know the kicker to this? In the Jewish world, not just the Jewish world, but much of the ancient world, see, women weren't counted for much. You know, in a court of law, it took two women's witnessing to something, and their version, they have to agree on one version for them to even accept it in a court of law. It only takes one guy. But it takes two women. What did the two guys see? Empty tomb. Just cloths. What does Mary see? The risen Lord. And what does she do? As fast as her little feet can carry her, she is back to where the disciples are hiding, and she says, what? I have seen the Lord. You think she said it like that? Guys, I've seen the Lord. 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 Do you think she did that? No! She broke into that room and she shouted it to the heavens. I have seen the Lord. And then she tells him the rest of what Jesus said. So, Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen indeed. And as we celebrate and in remembrance of his sacrifices for you and for me, the restoration of us to be able to be in the presence of our Creator God, this living cross, the embodiment of the promises fulfilled in Christ Jesus, his body which is given, his blood shed, poured out. All of that so that we might be at peace, so that we might have shalom.